Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Claude Cowork for Beginners Made Easy by David M. Pavel is a practical technology guide for non-technical readers who want to use Claude Cowork as more than a conversational assistant. The book belongs to the growing category of AI workflow automation manuals, with a specific focus on desktop-based delegation, plugins, skills, connected tools, and recurring task systems. Its purpose is to explain how users can turn ordinary computer work into structured AI-assisted workflows, including file handling, document processing, research, reporting, and communication tasks, rather than treating AI as a prompt and response tool. The book frames Claude Cowork as a controllable digital coworker that can operate across folders, apps, and defined projects when given appropriate permissions and instructions. The emphasis is practical setup, safe access, outcome-based prompting, plugin use, and workflow design. Because the subject involves evolving software, the book is best understood as an applied beginner guide rather than a theoretical work on artificial intelligence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moving from chatbot use to delegated desktop workflows. A central idea of the book is that Claude Cowork should not be used only for isolated questions or single document drafts. Patel presents it as a system for delegating multi-step work that normally requires switching among files, browser tabs, calendars, email, and productivity tools. This distinction matters because ordinary chatbot use leaves the user responsible for breaking work into small instructions, copying results between applications, and remembering follow-up steps. A co-working workflow, by contrast, begins with a desired outcome, such as organizing a folder, extracting information from documents, preparing a report, or checking project materials against a deadline. The book, therefore, encourages readers to describe tasks in terms of results, constraints, files, and approval points. This approach reflects a broader shift in AI productivity from text generation toward agentic task execution. The practical value is not simply speed, but reduction of coordination burden. However, the model still requires supervision. The book appears to treat Claude Cowork as a capable assistant that can carry out defined actions, not as an independent authority. That framing is important for beginners because it balances automation with review, especially when working with business documents, client materials, or operational data. Secondly, using plugins and skills to package repeatable work, the book places significant emphasis on Claude skills and Cowork plugins because they convert vague AI assistants into repeatable capabilities. A plugin or skill can bundle instructions, tool access, formatting preferences, and specialized procedures so the user does not have to rebuild the same workflow every time. For beginners, this is a practical bridge between simple prompting and full automation. Instead of learning to code, a user can install or configure a packaged capability for recurring needs such as document formatting, web research, invoice review, project tracking, or structured summaries. The underlying reasoning is that automation becomes useful only when it is consistent. A one-time prompt may produce a helpful answer, but a skill can preserve a method for future tasks. Patel also appears to highlight customization, which is important because different workplaces use different naming conventions, folder structures, approval rules, and output formats. The book, therefore, treats plugins not as decorative add-ons, but as the operational layer that makes Claude Cowork adaptable to everyday professional environments. At the same time, the learning curve is not eliminated. Users still need to understand what a plugin can access, what it is allowed to change, and when a human should verify the output. Thirdly, connecting Claude Cowork to files, folders, and productivity tools safely. Another important topic is tool and data access. Claude Cowork becomes more useful when it can work with local folders, cloud documents, email, calendars, or team communication platforms. But that usefulness introduces permission and privacy concerns. The book addresses the practical setup of granting access to relevant workspaces rather than indiscriminately exposing an entire computer. This is a crucial beginner lesson because automation fails when it lacks context, yet risk increases when access is too broad. The likely guidance centers on defining project folders, connecting only necessary applications, and reviewing actions before they affect important records. Integrations with tools such as Gmail, Slack, Notion, Google Drive, and calendar systems are presented as ways to reduce manual transfer between platforms. The value is strongest for knowledge workers who repeatedly gather information from several places and turn it into decisions, updates, or deliverables. The mechanism is not magic. It depends on structured permissions, clear task boundaries, and well-defined outputs. By showing how connectors and project contexts fit together, the book helps readers understand that AI automation is partly a systems design problem. The user must decide where Claude Cowork can look, what it can do, and which steps require confirmation. Fourthly, designing prompts around outcomes instead of micromanaged steps Paddle gives attention to outcome-based prompting, which is especially relevant for an agentic desktop assistant. Traditional prompting often tells an AI exactly what to write or analyze. In a co-working environment, the better prompt defines the goal, the source materials, the acceptable format, the constraints, and the desired review process. This difference is practical because a multi-step workflow may involve actions the user cannot fully predict in advance. For example, organizing files, extracting data, or preparing a status report may require co-work to inspect inputs, decide an order of operations, and ask for clarification when needed. Outcome-based prompting gives the system room to handle intermediate steps while keeping the final result measurable. The book appears to make this approachable for beginners by emphasizing plain language rather than technical scripting. The method also encourages users to include boundaries, such as do not delete files without approval, summarize uncertain items separately, or create a draft before sending. That kind of prompting improves reliability because it combines delegation with controls. The broader lesson is that effective AI use depends less on clever phrasing and more on specifying context, success criteria, permission limits, and checkpoints. Lastly, building recurring automations while recognizing platform limits, the book also covers scheduled or repeatable workflows, which are often where AI assistance becomes operationally valuable. A recurring task might involve checking a folder for new documents, preparing a weekly summary, organizing invoices, drafting project updates, or compiling research notes. Automating such routines can save time because the user no longer has to remember every procedural step. The book positions Claude Cowork as a background helper that can execute defined work patterns once the user has provided context, tools, and rules. This topic is important because many productivity books overemphasize novelty, while real workplace value often comes from making routine processes more reliable. At the same time, the book appears to acknowledge that early or advanced automation features may have limitations. Complex spreadsheets, unusual file formats, fragile web interfaces, and imperfect connectors can still require manual correction. This realistic boundary matters because beginners may otherwise expect full autonomy from software that still depends on clear inputs and human judgment. The practical takeaway is to start with low-risk recurring tasks, inspect results, refine instructions, and gradually expand responsibility. In that sense, the book teaches automation as an iterative practice rather than a one-time setup. In conclusion, Claude Cowork for Beginners Made Easy is best suited for readers who already use AI for writing or research but want to apply it to broader computer-based work. Freelancers, small business owners, administrative professionals, project managers, and knowledge workers are likely to benefit most, especially if they deal with repeated document handling, status reporting, file organization, research compilation, or communication workflows. Its practical benefit lies in translating agentic AI concepts into desktop routines that a non-programmer can understand. Intellectually, the book helps readers rethink productivity as delegation design, choosing what an AI coworker should access, what it should produce, how it should ask for clarification, and where human review remains necessary. Compared with general AI prompting books, it stands out through its focus on Claude Cowork, plugins, skills, connected tools, and recurring workflows rather than isolated chat interactions. Compared with technical automation manuals, it appears more accessible because it emphasizes no-code configuration and plain language task design. The strongest readers will be those willing to experiment carefully, refine instructions, and supervise outputs rather than expect flawless autonomy. Its realistic value is in showing how an AI assistant can become part of a repeatable work system, while still requiring boundaries, permissions, and judgment. If you would like to support David M. Paddle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.